It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Lonely the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Led by the light, the face serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. So led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise men from the Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, born to be our friend, He knows our need.
That's Allie.
Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us holy name. Christ is the Lord. Then ever, ever praise we.
And that's like right here, right? Push it. So launch meeting. All right. What'd you do?
From your browser.
Good evening. I invite you to mute and join me in singing our opening hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. We will be singing verses 1, 2, 3, and 6. God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I invite you to join me as we say the O Gracious Light, found on your handout or in the Book of Common Prayer on page 118. O gracious light,
pure brightness
of the ever-living Father in heaven. O Jesus Christ,
holy and blessed.
Now we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light. We sing your praises, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices. O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified in all the world.
The psalm for this evening is Psalm 97, be found on your handout or on page 726 in the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice.
Let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness are round about him.
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
The fire goes before him.
And burns up his enemies on every side.
His lightnings light up the world.
The earth sees it and is afraid.
The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord.
At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
The heavens declare his righteousness.
And all the peoples see his glory.
Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods.
Bow down before him, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice.
Because of your judgments, Lord.
For you are the Lord Most High over all the earth.
You are exalted far above all gods.
The Lord loves those who hate evil.
He preserves the lives of his saints and delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Light has sprung up for the righteous.
And joy and gladness for those who are true-hearted.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
And give thanks to his holy name.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels all day and all night. They shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink the wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in my holy courts. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up an ensign over the peoples. The Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see, your salvation comes, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. They shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together the Song of Mary, found on your handout or on page 119 in the Book of Common Prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud around the sea. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the helpful servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise he made to our fathers, Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I don't care what I'm at.
You better care.
The second reading is from the book of Titus, chapter 3. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God.
I invite you to mute as we sing together our sequence hymn number 87, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
According to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken with Quirinius as governor of Syria. All went out to their own town to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended in the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And when she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region where the shepherds there were shepherds living in the fields to keep watch over their flocks by night. When an angel of the Lord stood before them, They go ahead, the Lord turn around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people to you, for all the people to you. He was born this day in the city of David, a Savior, with the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You shall find it. A child wrapped in a bandage of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was a moment with the angel mouth of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And I ask heaven on earth, peace among those whom we greet and be favors. And the angels left them, they got into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that's taking place. The Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and shepherd lying in a manger. They saw this, they were made known that it had been told to them about this child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So for the last couple of weeks, I've been watching with fascination as they've been talking about the two largest planets, Jupiter and Saturn, coming closer and closer and closer together. And they're calling it the Christmas star. And they're saying that they have not been this close together since the Middle Ages, since 1226. And they think that it's possible that that is the star that was seen on the first Christmas. And this year, of course, it happened on the, and the word just went out of my head, the equinox. No, not the equinox, the other one. Sorry about that. So the longest, darkest day of the year. Now, of course, where we live, it was overcast, you couldn't see it. But the idea of the conjunction of these two planets happening in our lifetime, happening at this time and this place and this time of year. And I think of the conjunction of heaven and earth that happen at this time of year when God touches the earth in a special way. But this morning, I also, when I send out the email with the prayer for today, the prayer in suspended animation, and put it on Facebook, today's prayer was Colonel Frank Borman, who was the commander of Apollo 8 mission. And he offered this prayer on Christmas Eve while he was on the mission, looking out at the universe and looking down at planet Earth. And he prayed, give us, O God, the vision which can see your love in the world. Give us the faith to trust in your goodness. Give us the knowledge that we may continue to pray with understanding hearts, and show us what each one of us can do to set forward the coming of the day of universal peace. That idea of that day of universal peace, as he was staring out at the stars. And I'm thinking about how we're staring out into space and he was looking down upon Earth, and how God watches over us day and night, day after day, with incredible love, with love that transforms us and transforms the world. And so we come to the reading today, and we go from this universal view, God's view, the astronaut's view, our view of the universe, of all that God created, down to this one little space, following Mary and Joseph to that one spot on earth, in that little town of Bethlehem, in that little manger, in that stable. And I think about the wonder of that event, that one time. And I know when I first went to the Holy Land, I was really struck by this map that you see, where the Holy Land is the center of the universe. Now, as an American, I don't think of the Holy Land as being the center of the universe. And it took me back for a minute. And in this one Orthodox church, it's called the umbilicus. It's a belly button, because that is the belly button of the universe. When God came to earth and had a human belly button right there in Bethlehem. And so today we hear Luke saying, so the emperor called for a census. And then immediately he switches to the story of Joseph and Mary. And part of that transition is saying that this has nothing to do with the powers that think that they're in power, has nothing to do with the authority that the Roman government thought that they had. This has everything to do with the power and authority of God and God's ability to influence the world. And so we hear that tonight it's possible that 3 billion people in the world, 3 billion people are waiting to hear this message tonight and tomorrow morning. 3 billion people anticipating with wonder and hope and prayer for this story to happen today. And it says, Joseph went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver a child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him in the inn. That's it. That's the whole simple story of God coming to earth, God made manifest. And I think, how can it be such a simple story when it is full of such power and majesty and magnificence? And then we hear the angel of the Lord going to the shepherds who were tending their flocks at night. And of course, the angel of the Lord, I can't imagine what the angel looks like, big and scary, I guess, because the angel of the Lord says to the shepherds, do not be afraid. See, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born in this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was a multitude of angels and heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Singing those songs, the whole realms singing together the glory and the majesty. What I think about is this year, 2020, has been quite a year. And it's not quite over. And we somehow have this idea that, you know, January 1st, the world's going to be all better. But what I know is that life goes on. The world goes on. That God has never left us or abandoned us. Through all of 2020, God was right there. And not only that, God sent us. He not only sent his son, he sent us, his anointed ones, filled with the blessing of the Holy Spirit, to go out and care for each other, watch over each other, comfort each other in this crazy year. And what I believe is, if we listen very closely, we can continue to hear those heavenly hosts singing, glory to God in the highest and joy to the world and peace be upon you. But I also think we too are invited to go visit that manger tonight. Go visit that crib, that little child. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about preparing the way. And last week I was talking about Christ being born in us, making room for him to be born in us. But I think tonight, when we take that moment to go and sit at the manger, behold the baby, this helpless, powerless, newborn infant, who has all the power of the universe. And I don't know if you've ever held a newborn infant, but the feeling is like nothing else in the world has the power to melt us, melt our hearts, fill us with love. And the smell of a newborn baby, it just melts me. We're invited today to come and see and to let this baby be born in us today. And allow God's love to transform us and our hearts and our world. Amen. I invite you into a minute of silence before we say the prayers.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O God, you have caused this holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that we, who have known the mystery of that light on earth, may also enjoy him perfectly in heaven, where with you in the Holy Spirit, he lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Most holy God, the source of all good desires, all right judgments, and all just works, give to us your servants that peace which the world cannot give, so that our mind may be fixed on the doing of your will, and that we, being delivered from the fear of all enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the mercies of Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend to the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Heal the joyous. And for all your love's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Prayers of the People is Form 6, can be found in your handout or on page 392 in the Common Prayer. In peace we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
for the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. This evening, we especially pray for Bob R., Bonnie, Judy and Henry, Carson, Steve, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole and Brian, Cheryl, Eliza, Jane and family, Douglas and Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Colleen, Steve, Elaine, the food pantry, our students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
Carrie and for Billy.
For Carol Israel, Terry Narby, and the Kennedy family, my brother Joe.
For Carol, Lewis. For Charlie, Janet Marie, Michelle.
For Alan.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For all of you.
For our families.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. This evening, we especially pray for Shelley, Adrian, and Charmaine.
And Tom.
Susie.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Before we sing Silent Night, I invite you to turn down your lights and light your candle if you have one. Do it safely, please. And please be sure to mute if you're going to sing.
Thank you.
Invite you to join with me in saying the general thanksgiving, which can be found on page 125 of the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray for give us such an awareness of your mercy that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord,
who with you and the Holy Spirit be great honor and glory in all ages. Amen.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is number 100, Joy to the World. We will be singing verses 1, 2, and 4 tonight. And that's if I can find. May Christ, by whom his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
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 Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.